Hello, Malibu residents. Come to Brazil Radio Channel 979. You're listening Fresh Takes, a lot of traffic. Great show for you today. This is DJ Nikki, Nick. That's a slogan that I can't repeat. We got some great news today. First, breaking news, Jonas Brothers might be reuniting. You know what that means. Priyanka on the snare drum. We're going to go live to our phone lines to get the people's reaction. Okay, first caller, Alex in Malibu. Alex, your thoughts? Okay, thank you so much. And over to Priyanka on the snare drum. Let's start the show.
These motherfuckers, I swear, they tried to kill your favorite bitch. I'm not going down without a motherfucking fight.
It is our 39th episode, so for those playing at home, that's Dane Cook's age minus probably 20 or 30 years. Dane, love you, 69. 59 maybe. We're very excited for our guest today. Thrilled, honored, beloved by many.
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, showstopping, spectacular, never the same.
Her beautiful
totally
voice
unique,
just coming in through that left
unafraid to
channel.
Reference or not
She's
reference,
a writer.
Put it in a blender.
Gaga! She's a comic writer. Please give it up for Ayo Edebiri.
Ayo gang, stand up, Ayo gang.
Oh my god. Ayo gang, will you stand up? Will you stand up and fight for me?
Oh, they're standing.
Thank you so much to our studio audience. Standing on their tiptoes.
I'm sure
they're
you can
so
see
excited.
It's a glass studio.
I know.
So
thank you so much for flying out to Malibu.
No, I really appreciate it.
Stadium.
You know that I can only actually be inside glass.
Yeah,
so
we got it.
I read that.
Outfitted just for you.
We got the writer yesterday.
That's incredible.
The writer glass, please. We said, Carly, order up all the glass.
And Carly's
and then
like...
Carly was like,
there's tons of glass.
She kept breaking it, but eventually she
works
fucking got
so
it.
So hard.
She you knows. Know, don't worry. We pay her overtime, time and a half.
Love that.
Are you
Loves
doing?
It.
I'm. Are you doing that? Because I'm not. When I
oh,
do
I
her
time card.
I thought
you were doing it.
That's okay.
Lilo, have you ever done a time card?
I've done it like 10 to 15 times.
She's worked here for like 3 years. I don't know how she's only done a time card.
10 to 15 times.
I
only get paid for 10 to 15 weeks.
She's got like a nest egg, probably.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for
a lot
me.
Fucking happened this week.
Yeah, it's a
in
big week.
Pop culture, and a lot happened today.
Even.
Well, we record this on an undisclosed date, but it is the date that
the day that a lot happened
day
was
that a lot,
today.
So imagine in your ears what that date was. Breakups or
abound. Ladies and gentlemen, Allie.
Ladies and gentlemen,
breakups.
Who
broke up?
Me and not me. Oh. Gaga and her.
I was like wondering where you were going to go with that.
We're like, oh, Nicole.
No, my girlfriend's just
so
out of
sorry.
Town still for a month. So, okay.
That's the story. Yeah, she's out of. She's in Egypt. She's out of town.
They ask you how you are. You just have to say that you're fine. You're not really fine. You just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Yeah, what? A scholar over here.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that clip so much.
Yeah, breakups. Gaga and her agent
Arabella.
Boyfriend. Not
her horse.
No, Arabella died.
Oh my god.
A breakup of life.
That's the biggest breakup of all. No, for real.
Yeah.
Gaga is a horse girl. And she's a horse
Malibu.
Girl.
Malibu.
It's sad. That was her girl.
That was her girl. That's really devastating.
Yeah,
and
that
probably,
like honestly broke her brain.
If she wrote an entire album about an aunt that she's never met, imagine the album we're going to get about this horse that she...
The Arabella album.
I want it. The people crave it.
Where do you think you're going,
instead of, yeah.
my horse?
Nice.
That was good.
Absolutely. Where do you think you're going, girl? That's
Ooh.
Like...
Oh my god! A little bit Shakira.
That's
there
a little
also.
Bit of Shakira. Yeah,
a little
that's
bit tinge of Shakira.
Would almost say, maybe the sound of my voice. Almost, maybe.
Gaga should do like a Latin album next.
She
Who's with me?
Absolutely should not.
Stand up,
Who's
Brazil.
With me?
Stand up.
Okay, but seriously, Gaga broke up with her. Okay, we get it. Gaga broke up with her agent. Boyfriend? Who is he again?
No one knows.
He's an agent.
I didn't learn his name. That's how quick they were together.
His name was Slime Man.
Was he Italian?
He looked like a Slime Man. He
Probably.
Looked like her dad. So I think people, the
okay.
assumption there, the underlying assumption there was that he was Italian.
Is
I
that,
think that everybody should date people that look like their parents. I think, honestly, people should date their parents. And that's just what I think.
Just them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
We
and
date parents.
Yes.
Yes. Should people date their parents?
And the answer is yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Gaga.
My personal style is...
My parents. Is this you saying that he looked like her dad, or was that the
that
general consensus?
That was what the people said. You know how, like, when, like, Refinery 29, like, can't say that, like,
the voice of pop culture.
That's true. The well, people.
You know,
when,
right. Well, but you know how when they can't be, like, oh, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, but they're they have to be, like, people are saying,
yeah.
You won't believe what right. people right. are saying. About this drama that we cannot confirm or deny.
And it's and two I tweets from people that already work at Refinery 29.
Yeah. And they're like, I think. And they're like, crowdsourcing. So Gaga broke up with unnamed agent boyfriend.
He totally has a name.
Dad. His name is Dad.
Papa.
Spaghetti.
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 Joanne Strattoria.
Call me by your name.
His full name is Call Me By Your Name.
But in an Italian
Everyone
accent.
That lives in Italia, their name is Call Me By Your Name. Name.
That's beautiful.
One of my favorite facts about Italy. See you all at Joanne's.
What are your other favorite facts about Italy?
Pizza and Sopranos.
This is like a. This feels like a joke probably some of you made already. But you know, people are like, the thing about like French that's so beautiful. It's like the thing about Italian that's so beautiful is like you don't say I love you. You say call me by your name.
Oh my God, beautiful.
Print it.
Call me by your name.
Print it. Sign it. Yes. Listeners, I take off all my. I took my top off.
She's I was
her
completely
top off.
Naked.
Oh my God,
I'm naked
cheering.
And I'm dancing.
Oh my God.
I don't know how the bus
stage is rising out of nowhere.
The glass
stage,
just broke.
I don't even remember a saw. She broke through the glass ceiling.
And now I'm on the...
On our... No.
Just driving
she's
away.
She's
God.
That's our driver, Armie Hammer, actually.
Honestly, I'm glad he's booking again.
Yeah.
Because we try to help out our friends who are in need, and that's what we do.
I saw a rumor that Armie might be Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that, like...
That makes sense. He's rich.
He looks like a Bruce.
I'm method acting.
Thank you.
Method acting being rich. He doesn't look like Bruce. Justice for Batman.
Okay, what side? Like what side of history does that fall on?
What side of what?
You.
Me? The right side of history.
For sure.
Baby. I thought that like Timothy was also gonna be Batman, maybe.
Maybe he's Robin? Is that what you meant?
Oh, that would be and then they fuck and then everyone's happy. The end.
The end.
And it takes place in Italy.
Insane that I haven't been paid $67 million to write a movie yet.
You should ask
that. Because that was awesome. That was a good idea.
I think
that was improv, folks. Yeah, no papers here. Yeah.
Imagine what happened if I sat down.
To actually write? I literally can't imagine.
The agents who are listening to this podcast, I'm pretty
thousands
sure will reach out to you.
Thousands of agents that listen.
Yeah. We have to just decline
agents?
Calls
agents
day after day.
Agents in our studio audience?
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
Huge
Hi guys.
Portion.
Okay,
and then
crazy.
Managers, even smaller.
So
much
like
their...
Like their...
What?
Like
I was going to say like their commission percentage.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah.
Get
well,
political.
Yeah, man,
okay.
Know, absolutely. I was born in Los Angeles, so I bring those facts. But we record this in Malibu, so I didn't go far.
Right.
And then
Close
another breakup happened this week. Chloe and Tristan.
This
hot
is
hot off the press.
This is like big drama.
Yeah.
How many times has Tristan Seven. Cheated on Chloe?
Probably 11,000.
I've done it like 10 to 15 times.
Okay.
Wait,
Tristan,
what was
are
that,
you
Lila?
In the
I've done it like 10 to 15 times.
That was Tristan Thompson audio recording okay. of how many times.
From the cell phone.
It sounds a lot like it's Lindsay.
So, yeah.
Lindsay did the FaceTime thing where you can call someone and then like listen in. Without
mm-hmm.
them answering.
That's why
yeah.
She's a tech wizard.
Tech guru. Apple Care.
She's the reason why women are able to have careers in STEM. And that's
Steam.
Important. In STEM.
And Carly Kloss, too.
The drama, though,
Coding
is...
with Carly.
The drama is that it's Jordan, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so should we play, like, a little funeral?
Let me pull up the funeral real quick.
Here lies Jordan Woods. Look, God... I feel scared for her, frankly, and the wrath of Kris Jenner. But maybe it was an inside job.
Fuck you!
What do you think about this? Inside job?
I mean, I always think it could be an inside job. I think everything's an inside job. But she's, like, rich. Yeah. She's not, like, I think she's not poor. Like, her family are, they're rich.
Who is she? She's Kylie's friend.
She's, like, Kylie's best friend, and she's, like...
Full stop.
One of the, like the very, very rich... Black people. She's like one of those families that like
huh.
don't know.
I thought she was just her friend.
Mm-mm. Her no, parents have, that's, rich, how else could she be friends with them?
Her dad's name is like, Into the Woods. So
oh, so they wrote
Into the Woods
Taylor
was
Swift
her
song.
Dad, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's where you're
explaining. Oh, wow, Taylor Swift did not Sondheim.
What?
What?
Taylor Swift and not Stephen Sondheim?
I don't know what that means.
Stephen Sondheim?
No.
She's over. Classless
okay,
over here.
Okay, you don't know what it means.
Yes, I was talking about Into the Woods, Nicole.
Oh, the
not
play!
Out of the
play!
Woods.
The musical. Oh my
no,
God.
No, we did that in high school. I remember.
That was the saddest moment that ever happened on a podcast, which is really brave.
Okay, well, yeah, that's honestly impressive of us. So exclusive.
Nicole, if you edit that out.
Guess who edits? Me. So
not anymore.
Oh. I as the editor now. Sorry.
Wow, you're hired.
Roasted.
Go off tech. This one's for tech.
So you think Jordan's gonna be fine?
I think she's gonna be fine.
I'm scared.
Ask how you are when you're fine. You're not really fine because you're Jordan.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine. And you're not
because
really
you're
fine.
Jordan.
You just can't get into it because
Jordan.
They never understand.
People never understand. I think it was an inside job and they're trying to break up. Like, I think maybe Kris Jenner made the call and was like, you need
Jordan,
to
you're
going to
do this.
Up. I can't believe they actually broke up. How many times do you have to cheat before she pulls?
He has gun. Done it. Like,
we were just saying last week that they're never going to break up. And then what happens? Valentine's Day weekend.
That's
weekend of lovers.
So embarrassing that you guys were wrong.
Okay, well, you know what? You gotta just say
we were just listening to Sondheim thinking,
okay,
what could happen this
and
weekend?
That'll get you in a place.
And my ears were just plugged because I don't know what Sondheim is, so Oy. I wasn't listening.
That's all right.
And then Tristan tweeted fake news, so he is
so he's
adamantly
a Trump supporter.
Denied. Yes,
so
he's come out.
Cool, so he's a Trump supporter.
Adamantly for wow. Trump. It is crazy that people have adopted fake news as a thing, even though people know that
yeah.
Trump is lying.
It's right.
So it's
no, it's very bad.
Just some political commentary.
Just breaks.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
Trump supporters.
Got it. Got it. I just sort of get the context for that.
Oscars are this weekend.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Over to you, Gaga. Yes,
what happens? Y'all. All right.
What
realistically,
happens?
Yeah.
What
Shallow
happens? What
will
happens?
Win the song.
She's yes. gonna get her Oscar, even though
no,
it's not the way we want it to happen.
She's gonna be an Oscar winner, not for acting.
What do you, what say
do we
you?
Concur?
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that she should win it for acting.
Who do you think should win? You just saw The Wife, didn't you?
I did just see The Wife, and Glenn Close is probably gonna win it either. I think that.
Fuck you!
Thank you. Okay.
She's here.
I think that
take
Elsie
her away.
Fisher,
right here.
I think Elsie Fisher was robbed
yep, she's
of
right
a
over
nom.
Here. She's right here.
Take
yeah.
No, you don't. You can't touch me. You can't touch me because I'm. Yeah. Thank you. I just went up in the ceiling through one of those like pink like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have
ribbons.
One of those, and we should have installed it. It was a waste of money.
Yeah.
Now
well,
I can
now
always
working.
Escape. Now it's working.
Elsie Fisher's the girl from
eighth
grade.
Grade. She was robbed. I think that Toni Collette was robbed from Hereditary,
there.
But that was like a long rob.
A long
right.
shot rob.
A she drawn is. Out rob.
Yeah.
A broccoli rob.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yo, fucking hit that snare drum right there for me, please. Thank you so much.
You're a good drummer.
Thank you so much. One hand.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's, but I'm,
he's the flea of this, a flea did bass. Fuck me! Okay. So
Flea does feel like he plays the drums, though. I get that.
But Chad Smith is the drummer who looks like Will Ferrell. Red Hot Chili Pepper heads.
Oof,
stand
I
up.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
No RHCP heads fan head fans.
We'll hit him next time.
Okay. So other Robs. Wait, who do you think is best actor?
Probably Rami Malek, even though that's another one
fucking
where I'm like,
sucks!
It shouldn't have been that.
I know.
I wish it was something else because he's actually a good actor.
I feel like I don't actually have another guy, though, that I would rather.
Bradley.
Yes,
no.
Bradley, but
no!
Like realistically.
Oh my God!
Honestly, all the supporting nominations are so much more interesting to me. Will my boy, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott should absolutely
will he get it.
For that turnaround tier.
It's so good.
That tier?
And that was his first nomination ever, right?
Yeah.
It's
and
his
he
first
was like,
movie
and
ever.
He went, it's about fucking time.
Yo, that's an excellent impression. And he should have gotten the vocal training Oscar, too, just for training
Bradley
together.
Cooper.
Right.
My question is if.
In a cabin for months.
Just him.
No windows.
Just
no
imagine
food.
Just being
just
with
voice.
Sam Elliott.
Just voice.
Just voice.
Oh.
Deeper. That's me and Sam Elliott.
Oh.
deeper.
Yo, that's actually very good.
You think you're more talented than my dad? My dad had more talent in his fucking pinky. Fucking pinky.
Sam Elliott just fucking walked into this room, sat down at the table.
Sit down.
What's up, everybody?
Thank you so much for doing this
podcast.
Thank
you so much. I just got a break from the ranch.
More talented fucking fingers.
Oh, he just jumped out the window.
Oh,
all
Sam!
Right.
Wait, fuck, I was in the bathroom. What happened?
You missed Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott came by.
Wait, that sucks. I love him.
Yeah, it was cool. He hopped off in his
plane
to LAX.
Oh, my God.
Never see him again.
Okay, now that they're going to air the editing and cinematography awards during the ceremony, how long do we think it's going to go?
5 hours.
Well, here's the thing also is like, why does it go so long?
Did you watch the Grammys?
Yeah.
It literally was like 4 hours.
Talk about
I feel like
long.
That was the longest it's ever been.
Why don't they just do like a montage of all the songs? That's like 5 minutes all together. I don't need to hear
You're
all
like
of them.
You're like offering them notes.
Yeah, okay.
Academy, if you're listening.
I want to hear Post Malone, or everybody should cover everyone else's song. Oh my God, put me in the Oscars.
Everyone
that's
should
fun.
Play Rockstar
Post Malone should
by
play
Post
everybody's
Malone.
Song.
Yeah, I want to hear Post Malone sing Cello.
And I wish. Oh. Yeah. I wish
that Post Malone would sing every song.
Sing every song.
Yeah.
That, and then
you'll
should
be
all...
left in the dust. That's my Post Malone. It's not very good.
I actually like that Sunflower song, though.
Sunflower is so good. And I don't know. I wish that it wasn't up against Cello because they're both really important songs to me.
Are they
Spider-Verse?
Are they performing every song that's nominated, or is it just?
Yeah, because they weren't going to do that, and then people got mad.
So many things. Okay, first the Oscars. They were like, we're going to do popular film. And then everyone got mad and they were like, okay, we're not going to do popular film.
Oscars
and then
no
they were like, yeah, we were going to cut editing and like sound design. And
which
people got
wrong,
mad.
Though.
So then they brought it back. And then they were going to do that last thing that you just said.
Perform.
Yeah, perform. Yeah. They're only going to perform a few songs. And then they're like, okay.
Right.
So it's like, okay, stand for something.
And now they're doing editing. Wow. Now they're doing cinematography.
Well, they shouldn't cut that.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good that they brought it back.
What do I wish they would cut? I wish maybe they're
Glenn Close.
Wow, cut her.
Sorry, Academy.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they should cut. Like,
I don't know what they should cut either, and that's why it's not Marjo. But maybe without the host, without all the shenanigans. But maybe it'll take longer because people have to like build up chemistry that it doesn't exist at all.
Maybe here's what it is.
What?
We open, because they're going to have four
We open.
Post Malone is shooting out of the middle of the stage.
Much like you entered this podcast.
With Swae Lee together. They're on a...
Yeah.
Okay. Are they on the platform together?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... You hear,
I'm loving this.
Oh my God. Carly, write this down right now.
And then whatever the third, fourth, and fifth songs are, they all just get to go. And then they all sing one song together.
And then Aerosmith comes out.
Yeah.
For the end.
And then Adam Lambert comes out and then just sings his cover of Believe from the Kennedy Center Honors.
Adam Lambert is going to perform.
Oh,
with
Queen. Oh, my God, with Queen. Fuck, I forgot that. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Was Adam...
Did you see
Bo Burnham Rhapsody?
I did see Bo Burnham Rhapsody.
You know what's better than Bo Rap? A really good book.
Nice. Bo Rap is
Fine
not...
Ref.
I will yeehaw every single one of your wigs, clean off your scalp, and throw it to the gods.
Did you see Bo Rap?
I did see Bo Rap.
Oh, what did you think?
I thought it was fine.
Okay.
The concert at the end is fun. Concert movies like are ultimately fun, but it is bad movie.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk about. There are so many music biopics coming out because there's also the Elton John one coming out.
There's two Elton John ones, right?
Really?
Double let me hear that up.
The Elton one where he's straight.
There's just
one
two
where
Elton
gay.
Johns.
That's true.
So there's one about each.
That's actually
that, I do forget that.
Yeah.
That they're so they each get one.
But the kid from Kingsman, Secret Service.
Oh yes.
Okay, and somebody
and he actually sings.
Somebody the other day was like, "Oh, this looks bad." Well, here's what's psycho. Bryce Dallas Howard is playing his mother. No, not Bryce. Jessica.
I was gonna say Bryce is
very easily mix
than
upable
me?
Though.
Yeah, I'm gonna continue to mix them up. It's my right as a black person in this country. I'm never
Red
gonna
hair.
Get those two right.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up.
Stand up for equality. Stand up. I'll never get them straight. Never. They're the same woman to me. They're the same. Oh my God. God, am I running for president in 2020?
Yo, absolutely. Jeez. Howard Schultz is shaking.
How are we going to decide?
Oh, my God.
I will never.
There's just so many good candidates. Ugh.
So he's actually singing in the movie, which is crazy.
Well, I saw the trailer like a few months ago, and I remember being like, this looks really good. And then I was at a party and a friend was like, it looks so fucking stupid. And I was like,
okay.
That's like, that's the worst feeling when you're like, I really am excited about something. And then someone's like, I fucking hate that.
I love the boy from Kingsman Secret Service. I love Elton John. I love the idea of like seeing them trying to make something happen together. There's a part where he like flies in the trailer. I like flight.
Check, check, check.
Me, I like flight.
Right. Yo, I know you like
flight.
That's one of the
I'm crazy about flight.
Hey, what's up? I love flight.
I go nuts for flight.
Absolutely bonkers.
Absolutely
for flight.
Losing my like mind when I think about just flight. So even just the idea of like a levitation scene, I'm in.
Even a minor levitation is enough.
Give me a little bit of levitation.
A minor levitation.
Baby.
I'm down for that.
A minor.
All films should have minor levitation.
Absolutely.
Good films have major.
Go off.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Star is Born. You want to know where the major levitation was?
Tell
her voice.
Her talent.
Oh!
Risen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Risen.
Risen gang.
Thank you.
Risen gang.
Risen
like
gang.
Christ.
This is her talent.
Christ and rising.
Rising.
2, 1.
There it goes.
Resubmission.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you guys see Kelly Clarkson cover Shallow?
Yes, of course I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Kelly Clarkson.
You didn't tell me you saw
She's
that.
British. Did you watch it?
I didn't.
It's basically imagine Kelly Clarkson singing Shallow.
I think that's really good.
Okay, so next.
Thank you. Next. Thank
awkward.
You. Next.
This is awkward.
Motley Crue also has a biopic coming out, which I wanted to mention, but then he brought up Kelly Clarkson.
Sorry.
Are you excited for that?
No. Okay, thank you.
Thank
next.
You.
Next.
Thank
next. Check, check,
oh,
press
Ariana.
Press up, press
thank
up.
You. Next.
Ariana.
Thank you.
I heard Ariana's
oh my God.
hosting
Ariana,
the Oscars.
Walk into the room. Ariana.
Ariana's going to host the... Is that not...
Hosting what?
The Oscars.
What?
That can't be.
Honey?
Yeah.
No, true. You're mistaking her. She...
Kevin Hart called her and was like...
I'm so tired.
I'm pretty sure...
He called her on the short...
I read this online.
Short people hotline.
Okay.
Direct phone
you
call.
You relax.
What?
Relax.
You're standing up for Kevin Hart?
I'm sitting... Oh, wait.
Nicole.
Actually, no, I'm not.
Yes, it's...
I'm sitting down for Kevin Hart.
We're just like, oh, this is actually...
Ariana Grande is short. I forgot.
They're both short.
What? What is, what
where's
is short?
The line?
In your mind, what height
under
is short?
Under me.
Which is...
That's,
I'm 6'1".
That's... Actually, that's... I know that's not true.
No, I'm going to stand
you're
up 6'3", now.
You're
6'3", Nicole. I'm going to stand up now right next to our
oh
ruler. Look, see, I'm above okay. the microphone.
Nicole, I already know that that ruler is sort of edited because I'm classically... I'm notoriously 8'10".
Famously
I'm
8'10".
Famously 8'10".
The
and
ruler
I'll
starts...
I'll stand up now.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. Wait.
So,
okay.
Watch out.
Oh, that's, God, oh, sorry, okay. Our ceilings are 8 feet tall
that
only.
Sucked. I wish you told me.
Oh, sorry.
I crawled in here for fun, but.
I'm so sorry.
Hello, I'm crawling in here. That's my impression of you.
That's a good impression. That's exactly what I did when I came in.
Ariana
okay, so
defeated the Beatles this week. Beatles. No longer a band.
The Beatles are canceled, and we live in the yesterday universe. The
Beatles,
Beatles don't exist.
Canceled.
The Beatles don't exist, and I'm Lily James, and I'm in love with the scrub.
Okay, that movie I don't understand. Thank you. Next.
Well, I think it'll be. I think it'll be cute.
An interesting concept.
It will be cute.
I like. Okay, I like dub movies.
It.
I want more dub movies to come out.
Absolutely. Well, stay tuned for.
I watched The Family Stone.
Rhapsody too.
That's the
Family Stone.
You said dumb movies. Okay. The
Alex
Family Stone.
Okay, drag me. No, take me to school.
I've seen it one time. It's
yeah, but
cute.
It's like,
that's
it's
a
cute.
Normal
it's
amount
cute.
Of time to see a movie.
Rachel Adams.
Vice.
Okay.
Relax.
Rachel Vice?
It's crazy that Rachel Adams isn't getting any love, but I guess it's because she's like so clearly actually a straight person when the cameras are off.
What do you
Rachel
mean?
Rachel Vice?
No, Rachel,
Rachel McAdams.
McAdams.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
straight?
What I was missing.
Rachel yeah. McAdams.
Rachel McAdams
I don't know.
Straight.
Did no, she, but I'm saying, like, Rachel Weisz, I feel like there's a bit of fantasy you can have.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. The,
you know?
The gays have nothing to work from.
Right.
Rachel
with
McAdams.
With Rachel McAdams, there's
you
nothing.
You got to give us something to work from.
What do you guys think of the whole,
where are you from,
like,
dude?
Wales.
Awesome.
Wales.
I just wanted to know. Thanks.
That's really cool. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
The whole thing that's like trending on the internet, that's the videos of Olivia Colman and Rachel Weisz
just saying
like
gay rights.
Yeah.
What is the background of that?
Because
it's basically like they gave us gay rights.
Going up to them.
It's like they gave us gay rights and there's a video of
and
them.
And they know, like they're aware that
they're so aware.
Oh, they're so aware.
They're also so aware of gay rights.
How fun to just get paid to make out with your friends.
Nicole and I make out
every
once in a while.
I said get paid.
Oh! Okay, cutting now to Rachel Weisz.
Gay rights. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. and now we have gay rights. Olivia Colman.
Okay, gay rights. Thank you.
Okay,
Her voice, I could listen to it. Cutting
to Supreme Court. Oh my God, gay marriage is legalized in the United States.
Oh my God.
They did it.
Oh my God.
They did it.
Harmonize. That should be our national anthem on why it's not. I'll never be okay without it.
Thank you for having standards.
Thank you.
Next.
Thank you. Next. Okay, Ari killed the Beatles.
Right. So Beatles are dead. They should break up.
So Ari, number one, three number ones on the top 100. They should break up. I have some terrible
news. Like, I'm tired
of
them.
No, I have terrible news for you. Most of them are done. Half?
Half.
75%.
Are half of them dead now?
I think two.
Paul. Ringo's alive.
Ringo's alive. Okay, Paul's alive.
Yeah. I always like, I don't know, I wish George was still alive.
He's your favorite?
He seemed like a chill dude.
It's one of those things. It's
you're
like
such a George.
About me.
I'm such you're a George.
Such a George.
Okay, you're a George. Nicole, you're a Paul. I'm a Ringo.
You're saying that because I'm dramatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also you're Paul hangs out with Steve Buscemi. In
and
life.
I also hang
so
out
that's
with
very
Steve
fitting
Buscemi.
For Nicole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's the George then of this?
I thought I was George. Did you straight up?
Did I assign you? Who did? Oh my God! You're George.
Okay, because I was about to say I'm John Lennon. Who's the John Legend?
Who's the John Legend of our Beatles? No, the fifth character is the city itself. Absolutely.
Absolute.
Okay.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Three songs. Number one. Okay. First one. Hot 100. First, Seven Rings. Second, Break Up With Your Girlfriend. Third, Thank You Next.
So she took one through three.
Yep, first three
spots. What's left
Nobody's
for us.
Done that since the Beatles?
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, what's up with music?
No, but the first three spots.
Yeah.
Like, that is impressive. No?
No, that's very impressive.
You think Post Malone could have done it already?
I think Sway Lee could have, maybe.
Just the first three
just
are all
first
Sunflower.
Three. Wait, I just like, I thought that was like a thing Drake did.
No,
it just feels like something he did.
Had like a bunch.
Is she the first artist or first female artist?
No, first artist.
I'm not trying to downplay.
No, they usually do
I'm
that
just
with
trying
her.
To clarify.
They usually do that
they
with
do.
Her.
They do. No, you're fair.
I feel
you're
like
right. streaming.
Literally,
streaming,
yeah, literally right. every time that Ariana like breaks a record, it's the most specific record. They'll be like, number one streaming week for an artist between 25 and 26
yeah.
with
right.
a ponytail who's 3 feet
most,
long
like,
and is under 5'11".
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, I literally never know.
Yeah, that's what they do with her.
Seriously,
but
funny.
She fucking broke the Beatles. And her fans were boycotting her.
Why?
They were boycotting yeah. the song Seven Rings because they were trying to get Break Up With Your
Girlfriend.
I'm
bored.
One can dream. Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. They were trying to get that to a number one. So
they were intentionally not listening
rings.
To Seven
Wait,
Rings.
What?
And it still got number one without her most faithful followers not listening to
wait,
it
wait,
at
wait.
All.
Wait, why did they want Break Up With Your Girlfriend? Break Up With Your Girlfriend.
Because
then that would be her third number one. Because Seven
yeah.
Rings is already number
so
one.
They wanted to give
her like a very specific, another insane
Literally.
Record. That is...
First,
yes,
first artist
yes,
with top
yes.
three where fans boycotted a song.
Yeah,
goes
exactly.
To...
Wait, sorry. Actually, Michael Jackson already did that.
Oh, shit.
Rick. He's going to be off limits soon. Can I say that here?
Yeah.
He's going to be off limits.
Well, I was going to bring up the biopic thing.
Haven't we known, though? Like,
it's the same thing, though, where
new?
You know and then people, like, then it gets slapped.
I think
knows.
Like the extent of, like, the way that he created a network of silence amongst
it's
the families oh and the kids.
The
is,
trailer
like,
was upsetting.
A PhD.
Yeah.
A PhD in the topic.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I read.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I didn't
we
want
both
to talk about
can't
it.
Read, so...
I know.
You know
it's
how to read?
An honor
Interesting.
To
well, I read a book today.
Okay.
And so that pretty much just made me different.
sorry.
And I wish, I wish
that you knew how to read.
I really wish
you knew how to read.
Drag Race?
Drag Race.
Alex, Drag Race correspondent.
Where's the gay people? They're listening. This is a very heavily lesbian podcast.
I've never met a gay person in my life, and I never will.
Huge day for our cricket orchestra in our audience.
I think Io has to go.
What's up?
I think we should test.
My headphones are on. Should I can hear you.
Hey, can we turn down Io's mic? Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay,
Carly,
sure.
Can we turn on her mic? Just turn it. Nope, that's typing. Okay.
I can like just stand up and then maybe my head will be outside of the
okay.
the glass
if you
enclosure.
Wanna, if yeah. you want to do that,
just
that'd
stand,
be fine.
Just give me a second.
Okay. But stand up in
just
a different
second.
Place.
Okay. Yep. Okay. 1 second. I'm going up.
Okay. And okay, she's out. So on Friday was the Drag Race All Stars 4 finale. Nicole, get it together, bitch.
Ayo, come down. Come down.
Okay, Ayo, you're back.
It's crazy that I keep going through different parts.
You jumped up and then jumped down.
We have a lot of
blast.
There's a lot of territory you're covering.
I keep going to different corners and jumping through different parts
like
of
groundhog,
the room.
Like groundhog. Yeah. What?
Picture like
that Gopher
like a
video
chessboard.
Game.
Yeah. No, I'm like the Harry Potter ones where I'm like hopping over. Like that's what I look like because I'm also very tall and big and heavy.
8'10", right?
Tall, big, and heavy.
Tall, big, and heavy. That's what they call
my
me.
My favorite store to shop at.
Nice.
Correspondent.
You're gonna.
You guys are just so homophobic because you keep cutting off RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, well, I have something to say about it, maybe, actually.
Oh say it.
God. No, when you're done.
Spread it.
It's related to Casey.
Basically, the finale happened last week, and they crowned two winners, which I learned, I did not know this before.
Yes.
That they pre-tape
yes.
everybody winning.
Both option.
Mm-hmm. So that when
they pre-taped me winning.
Nicole won a season, technically.
That's how crazy.
Technically,
that's,
yeah.
That's how bad.
So when they air the episode, the person who wins finds out they won when it airs,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which is that just
so mean.
Is so weird and interesting to me.
But they've got to do that for most. Like I was watching The Bachelor last night with that in mind, being like, "How many?
You think they film a proposal for both girls?
I think they film a.
Then they find out that they're engaged.
I guess that would be upsetting if you yeah. were proposed to and it was one of the alt proposals.
Well, on The Bachelorette season with Rachel, she was gonna propose to Peter.
What?
Like she was going to pick
she
Peter.
She was going to? What
and
happened?
Then, yeah, Peter at the right. last moment backed out because he's right. an emotionally unavailable white hot man.
Because right. he like has to do workout boot camp classes legally.
He has to. That's not funny. Nicole, that's not funny. Take it back.
Okay, I take it back.
Thank you.
Okay.
Imagine where we would be if Peter had been The Bachelor.
I would literally be like happy.
He was
like
so
I literally wouldn't be
his
sick.
Little teeth.
I would be healthy.
I'd be
and
healthy.
We had his little freaking gap. God,
little freaking gap.
We both had the gap. It
roll
was perfect.
Me up,
it was perfect.
Put me in that
they'd
gap.
Have a kid who'd have one missing tooth.
Love
just,
is
like,
love.
Just a whole
naturally.
Tooth
just
gone.
Just a whole tooth gone.
I think Rachel genuinely was the best Bachelorette. She was like
she was
the
so
smartest.
Fun. Yep.
She was a fucking lawyer.
She was, yeah.
she was so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh my God! And then compare her to
her family liked Peter. Everyone liked Peter.
Everyone loved
everyone
Peter.
Somebody was like, I didn't like when Peter went back home and then like he showed his black friends. But I was like, because Peter had black friends.
Right.
And that's the difference.
The others didn't show him
Peter
because
they didn't have them.
Fucking guy. Who is that guy?
Brian.
Who won?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian, whose mom is like a Cuban woman from Florida. So like I'm nervous about the politics already. Just being honest.
Swing state, baby.
Swing state, honey.
Marco Rubio.
Yeah, and he just
his
was like a loser. Rubio.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a loser.
But like I guess they're in love, which sucks even more. Like reparations is like when you're a marginalized person, like you shouldn't have to choose a nice deal person. You should get to choose the hot person.
Right. Absolutely.
That is when we're truly equal. I'm running for
she's
president.
Running!
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show stopping, spectacular.
Okay.
To freedom!
That's my
your slogan.
That's my slogan. Peter, to freedom!
He follows you. He's like running behind you. Hey, what up?
Peter, stop. Actually, keep going. We have to train. Stop. Keep going.
Megan Trainor sent out an email this week.
Speaking of train, honey.
Speaking of a train wreck. Did I just do that?
Did I do that?
Do you want to read it, Nicole?
Yeah, I'll
read
it.
Because it's fucking weird.
It was a PR email that was sent out.
It's so long.
Well,
like psychotic. No. I mean, just like... like the fact that there was,
I read it really fast.
I actually don't want to read it.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant in the sense that, oh my god, fuck the bus! Ow, stop!
Did the bus hit you and yes. you said ow?
Yes,
that's how tall you are.
Very tiny
that's
bus.
That's how tall you are. Where the bus just kind of hits you and it's like,
ow! I still feel it. Just because I'm tall and big doesn't mean that.
It means you have emotions.
Yeah, it means that my heart's bigger too.
Okay.
It's
right.
fine. People don't think about that.
We know you want to hear songs about all the hot newlywed sex Megan and Daryl Sebeira are having. Did you see what we did there? Which is why that didn't translate into audio.
Sebeira.
Okay, why don't you guys read? You guys know I don't know how to read.
That's true.
which is why you'll love the banging single All the Ways. Billboard is wet for All the Ways, calling it another fun, danceable track to fall in love with. And would Billboard lie to you, girl? But perhaps the piece de resistance, that's French for, quote, wig snatch, is, quote, Marry Me, a romantic acoustic guitar and ukulele-tinged office, which delivers all the feels and then maybe more feels. Megan wrote the song 30 days after meeting Daryl, and it was the fact that his name is Daryl. And it was so good that she walked down the aisle to her own song!
That's humiliating.
We know it's a little bit hashtag vom-worthy, but also, am I chopping onions right now, or are the tears rolling down my face? I'm not crying. You're crying.
So
42,000 likes.
So we know that because they defined wig snatched, a white person wrote this.
Well... We know that a white person wrote this because it's like
trying Meghan Trainor's team.
Because it's Meghan Trainor's team, right. And you're trying to take as much pop slang and then like put it in a blender, but you have no context or like
a magic bullet. I don't want to correct you. Just saying
it's
they use a magic bullet.
You're right. And here's the thing, and like the mini ones,
the
too.
Mini, the tiny cup with the red twist on little
right.
lip.
So you can take it on the train.
Take it on the train.
Put
it
on the lid.
And you're drinking it on the J, and it's like humiliating. And like, it smells like shit.
And yeah. Everyone's like, "What is that in your cup?"
You're like, oh, sorry,
and
it's
like,
a
you can't really
it
get
just
knocked
sucks.
Over.
Sucks. It's
spill.
Like
that, it's a Soylent.
It's a Soylent. You're putting Soylent in a blender, and it's like, oh my god.
I had her first Soylent.
Bring up
it's true.
Prior to this episode,
can I say something?
Yeah.
They occupy
you.
Say that you're fine.
Yeah. Soylent, baby. I'm drinking Soylent. I'm sick in the head. Every time I drink Soylent, I feel bad. The first time I had Soylent was today.
Don't ask me about her again.
That I have a penis.
Don't ask me about her again.
Soylent?
Don't ask me about her again.
You drink a Soylent.
That I have a penis.
They wish.
I'm literally asking if your tiny slut brains have the power to process any of my super simple orangutan level
Emma
instructions.
Emma Roberts!
Emma Gang.
Emma Gang.
No one stands up.
Ever
your thoughts on Soylent?
It's fine.
Soylent heads?
If any of my folks who grew up underweight know what I'm talking about, this shit just tastes like Boost.
Boost Gang.
Boost Gang, rise up!
I raise you up.
Let's play some basketball.
Oh,
play
we forgot
basketball.
This is the first time in a while we haven't played this,
but this is a very patriotic show, so we got
very patriotic. We just want to. It was just President's Day, so
that's
in
true.
Honor of that, Fergie,
of the
take it away. Thank you so much.
That's what it feels like when I drink Soylent.
On the inside.
That's
your stomach.
That's my stomach is fully scatting all of it.
Do you think that Shawn Mendes drinks Soylent?
No, I don't. I think he eats.
Based on those, he eats.
I don't think he eats.
He doesn't eat.
I don't think he eats.
Okay.
I think he has. Confirmed. He eats guitar picks. I think he eats guitar picks.
Based on his Calvin Klein ads.
Yeah.
I thought he looked buffer.
Okay, before?
Nicole.
Alex looks for once. Alex looks exactly like Shawn
Mendes. There are certain angles that I have a
Shawn
Mendes.
Can I say something?
So whatever.
Say it.
I knew that and you didn't even have to qualify it by saying
yes.
I think that it's a compliment.
I dropped
I hope it's a compliment.
Yeah, you're very handsome. He's also quite handsome.
And I wish
sometimes I get them confused.
I could marry you.
Okay, so whatever he says about
did I just propose?
No, I'm sorry. Wait.
Love is love.
We're getting
love is love.
Love is love. No, I thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I know that I said that I didn't want to gay people. I never wanted to be in a gay because that's true. And I don't believe in gay marriage. But the only thing that I don't believe in more is straight marriage.
So embarrassing.
And I really appreciate. Like I really appreciate. I really because I think you're so nice. And you're so funny. And I really appreciate like what you have to say and what you have to bring to the table. And this like really.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine. You're not really fine. You just
Alex
can't
is
get
crying
into it.
Outside.
They would never
oh my god.
Alex!
Wait, come I'm on. Gonna. I'm just gonna stand up. Just give me a second. Wait, give me a second. Okay. Alex! Alex, come back in!
Yeah, Mom, if you could come get me, it's the studio.
Alex, I was just scared!
She's trying to talk
what?
To you!
Wait, I'll come back down
okay.
and hold on.
Okay.
Alex, I was jumping back down into the studio.
Yes?
Alex, I was just scared. I would love to straight marry you.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is me walking down the aisle.
This is me waiting for you.
Because I don't come.
Welcome to the hills, bitch.
Another beautiful wedding. Congratulations to the newlyweds.
All right, so we don't get married, if we do get married,
yeah,
baby is something we should talk about.
Lil
Xan's having a baby.
Lil Xan's having a baby, and Noah Cyrus is having a breakdown,
yeah,
honey.
Absolutely.
In a good way, right?
No. I think in a bad way.
Yeah, she seemed awfully
sad. She posted
sad.
A picture that...
Yeah, bad way. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah,
that's,
no, that's what I
yeah,
meant.
Yeah, that's...
Glenn Close should win the Oscar, I think. Yeah, for sure.
For
so
sure.
So valuable.
I'm right here.
Ow, again. actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I really didn't like the wife.
Wow!
I just thought it was fun.
Yes!
Woo! Guys,
Gaga prevailed!
No, that's not what I... No, that's not my opinion. Nicole, that's not my... That's not what I said. You
what?
Try to, you sort
and the Oscar
of,
goes
what?
To...
No, oh my God.
Gaga!
Oh my God, no, stop.
Gaga!
No. I know that I'm...
A Star is Born!
This is so stressful being the only Oscar voter. Oh my God. And then, oh, ow. Sorry, I just have to clear my head. Okay, fine. I'm back in.
Oh, you came in the normal way this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I wanted to crawl back in again.
That's fine.
I don't know,
that's tiny door.
Just clumping around. Oh. What did Noah Cyrus's Instagram say?
She posted like a picture, I think, to her stories, which was just her being like, what a day. But she was like crying and like her face was swollen and you could just like...
She wishes she was the pregnant one.
But it's like...
I don't...
No. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, also, here's the thing is that that girl, his girlfriend, announced the pregnancy. It's been 5 weeks.
Right, that's so
which is
early.
Too early to announce a pregnancy.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Like,
what did they, why, they did say, like, we know it's
babies.
Early, but we want to.
Okay, because she was like, Lil Xan, I can't remember his real name, and I refuse to actually give him that dignity. She was like, Lil Xan wanted to announce it. He just got so excited. And also, we were kind of trying for a baby, which is like,
holy
whoa,
shit.
Whoa, imagine whoa, trying.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. And I also can't find her age
this
anywhere.
This is why,
which is
and that's really like a crucial
that's
thing.
That's frightening.
And I've been trying to in a very normal way.
Yeah, that sounds normal
his
and
name
healthy.
Is Diego.
I wrote this down and I wanted to say it. I wanted to say it because I didn't.
I didn't want
to
know.
I didn't get the opportunity, so
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to pair it with a sound effect.
Tell me.
Okay, yeah.
And you set it up as you need to.
Yeah. So.
So we're just talking about Lil Xan
having a Lil Xan.
Get out. Leave. That's your ride. It's called the police.
So, here's the thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Allie.
We're not married yet.
Never too
and
late.
So,
Nicole is an ordained.
No. I was going to say.
Hello!
I was going to say that I can't.
Am I not
like,
changed?
I, like, legally,
you
just probably have to call your mom.
Alex, you really fucked that up for yourself.
I just, like, don't want to date anybody. Sorry, marry anybody with a criminal record.
R-rated. Provocative?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
I can't believe they announced it so early. I'm really scared. I want him. What if he has another?
You want him?
I want him.
You want to date Lil Xan?
When will he have me?
So nasty.
How old is he?
Have me, Lil Xan.
Lil Xan, have your way with me. My God.
Yeah. So congrats.
He's like 21, so, right?
Overall, I think he's 22. Born.
How old's Noah Cyrus?
19.
Well, off the top of that head, baby.
Yes, she read a BuzzFeed article today. I actually know the age of every minor celebrity.
Sophia Richie.
Noah Centennial.
Two.
Sophia Richie is two.
She is two.
Famously.
She's famously two. She's like 20, right?
Goo Goo Gaga. She's 20, yeah.
She like turned 20. Yeah.
She turned 19.
Who? Sophia Richie.
I think Noah Centineo. Wife of Scott.
Is it Centineo? Centennial anniversary. That's
Noah Centennial anniversary. He is...
Can I guess?
Old? Yep, go.
Oh.
24.
Lower.
23.
Lower.
2?
22, baby.
Oh, that's so weird.
Okay, wait. I don't like that.
That's weird.
16,
he's 22.
So it's fine.
It's true. We are all 16.
Hey. I'm 15, actually.
Wait, what?
You guys
skipped a grade. He's in 8th grade with us, even though. He's...
How are we supposed to get...
You guys are 16 in 8th grade?
Yeah, and you're 15 in 8th grade.
So you've been held back, like...
I just took a bunch of gap years.
Carly, can you Google what the normal age?
That's when you went to Italy.
That's when I went to Italy.
Okay, yeah.
And that's when you
I took my gap year in 5th grade, and then I took another gap year to do missionary work.
What fucking school did
that's
you go
so
to?
That's so cool.
Montessori.
Harvard Elementary School.
Harvard Montessori.
Harvard Montessori.
The Montessori
yeah,
of Italy.
Harvard Montessori Stanford? Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's where I went for elementary. Yeah.
Okay, do we have anything else to get to? Because
Shawn
I think
Mendes is naked, buddy.
We talked about him already. Okay. He drinks Soylent.
Oh, wait. We didn't talk Miley about this, but I recently, and Nicole, I know that you did as well, saw Madam President, Kacey Musgraves, live in concert.
Katy Perry
live in concert.
Kacey Perry Musgraves.
Katy Musgraves.
Alex is going to see her soon also.
I am going in September.
So that's what we
no
call
spoilers.
A Kacey trifecta.
Okay, I mean,
don't
it's
say
not,
any
she
song.
Spoiled, she spoiled the RuPaul finale.
She did for some people.
Who cares?
Oh my God. Ugh. Okay.
Who cares?
Who cares? There's war happening.
All the.
This is the one
you
topic you don't want to talk
bring
about.
Up war. And what do you do?
It is in my rider that no one can talk about war around
lots
me.
Lots of
but
glass. Absolutely no war.
Two types of water.
End of paper.
No war. Soylent.
Okay, I got the Soylent for myself, first of all.
We called the store ahead of time and said, you better have Soylent.
Hey,
she's
coming.
Please.
Wait, you called the store?
Yeah.
Every store in Lower
this
Manhattan.
This is why we should get
this
married.
This is why we should get married. Okay, we're back on again.
Yes! Marriage thing. Okay, what did you want to say about Kacey? We're always ready to talk about Kacey.
That I think she's the greatest lyricist and incredibly
every single one of your legs clean off your scalp and
talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing,
show-stopping,
spectacular,
a beautiful voice. She sounds
never
better
the same,
live totally. Than on the CD.
She is,
which is like
so
no
beautiful.
No one is like that anymore. She's no, like that. She
it's
also,
literally Kacey and Beyonce. Those are the only two who sound better live.
Yeah. And okay, also, I know, well, this will sort of reveal my trauma.
Oh, no! Trauma!
But there's one,
on.
But I saw Muse once in concert, and they were really good. They were, Muse was the other.
This is you at a Muse concert?
Yes, these guys rock. I saw Muse live in Las Vegas.
I didn't know Muse was just a blonde woman, but they're really good.
I love Muse.
Muse is the backing band for Britney Spears.
They fucking wish.
Was Muse their concert the one with
they were the one in Twilight,
the
yes.
All the TV screens.
That, yeah, with
yeah,
like Rise.
That was the one that I saw.
That
oh my
cool.
God, wait. I think I went to that too.
But I went to it in Boston.
I went to that Staples Center.
Damn.
I just thought about it on my own.
I was like, my shirt's off again.
Hiya!
She set up. Come back.
Sorry, I got excited. Sorry. Okay.
You better work, bitch. Do you remember their song in Twilight? Super black hole or something?
Yeah. Super massive black hole.
Yeah, fucking muse head, absolutely.
I know. I think I might be a muse head.
Kacey Musgraves, queen of music, invented music, most beautiful woman alive.
That's true.
Meme
there
lord.
There was a tweet that was like, she looks beautiful and tired at the same time. How hot is that?
Happy and sad.
Yeah, she's happy and sad
time.
At the same time.
Tired
look,
and hot at the same time.
I just don't think that there's anybody else who was born in a hurry.
One.
Always late.
Two.
Haven't been
early
since
1988. The thing that I love, the thing that I love, the thing that I love about her is everything.
It'll all be all right.
Oh my God. Oof. Happy and sad at the same time.
Brilliant,
talented,
incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular.
Should we get on to what we're
I think we should get on to what we're giving standing ovations to.
Okay. Mm.
So first, Nicole.
Yeah.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
I'm
standing
all the women
specifically.
On the Bachelor.
You don't love
you have
adult
a favorite.
Male virgins?
Historically, no. I hate Colton's a block of wood, but all the women on there are my favorite women of all time. Nice. Specifically the one that I'm forgetting her name.
Demi,
my queen, whose Instagram name is Demi_not_Lovato.
That's really good.
She knows all my interests. She's That's the perfect really woman. And her dog names, I'm pulling up really quick just off the top of
and
my
that's okay. And we can sort of fill the space. Maybe we should tell each other our dreams like for when we're
okay.
together.
Should we say at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three, two, one. I want
I'm
you to
really
be
happy.
Whoa.
Oh my God!
This
keep going.
Is just,
yes.
Oh my God! Keep going.
So
found them. Okay, Hermione, oh, Judah, so, and Tasty.
Sorry,
her dog names, or maybe her cat names: Hermione, Judah, and Tasty.
It's extremely different.
We were just like having a moment, and I feel like it was very palpable. And
yeah.
No, okay, I'll go.
No. It's you can
stay.
Stay.
No,
yeah,
it's over.
No, it's okay,
over.
I'll go.
Okay.
So
this makes me feel
really
safe. Marriage
is
I'm back!
Fluffy.
Yes.
Don't let me stop this.
No
oh,
worries.
You're back.
No, it's
okay.
fine. You're
yeah,
back.
Cool.
Alex, what
cool.
are you? Okay, yeah, I'm right here the whole time. So, Alex, you're standing the insane video of a choir singing Toxic by Britney Spears?
Yes. Somehow, and I genuinely, the recommended videos that come up on my YouTube, I understand, and they're weird, and I get what I would have searched to make them come up.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
one, I don't know what I would have searched, because it was a room of people singing Toxic by Britney Spears, but like 150 people.
There could be 150
And it was frightening to discuss.
Whoa!
Wait. No. It doesn't sound like interesting.
I don't know. You know that Vine or that video of that sorority?
The sorority
where the doors open and
yes.
all the girls are like la la la.
Yes.
That's what I
la,
imagine
la,
this
la.
To be like. That's what a sorority is
Wait,
like.
Wait,
right?
that just sucks because it literally like it doesn't sound interesting or good. Like it just sounds like people singing Toxic.
I'm
at the same
fucking
time.
Telling them you said that.
No. Fuck.
Now we're going to get to what you're standing.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
Yeah, I'm really excited for what I'm standing, and I think everybody will be too. I absolutely stan pop sensation Charlie Puth dating an 18-year-old.
Oh,
excuse me.
Sorry, okay, wait.
A 17-year-old.
17? No, 18.
She's 18? Well, she just turned 18.
I looked up her birthday. Okay. It is June 8th, 2000.
That is insane. And Charlie Puth is 27 years old,
which
right?
is surprising. He seems like a... He seems
like a 22-year-old boy who would ghost
Noah
me.
Yeah.
It's crazy that he's older than Noah.
That's what's crazy.
Centennial
celebration of the small town of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes.
That's his full name.
Are you a Charlie Puth fan of his music?
I think that he has some really
messing
good songs.
With those
Nicole, I know Nicole's
girls.
A I'm Charlie fan.
You know the one? Ooh. And the other one? You
empty
just
cups.
Want attention.
I do like that one a lot.
The thing is that I am...
And the Grammy goes to?
Ultimately,
best
his duet. Vocal trainer.
Right.
And so there is like a bit of closeness that we have.
So does he owe you money or anything?
A lot.
Okay.
Because I made his voice as good as it is today. And I think you can tell that?
Yeah.
When you hear me?
Your Sistine Chapel is his voice.
And his voice is my Sistine Chapel and I'm Michelangelo.
I don't want to spread rumors, but here's a rumor I'm going to say. You actually
should. Slander. Go.
I hope it's the rumor that I'm obsessed with spreading.
I don't know. It's a very general rumor.
Okay, tell me.
But I worked with somebody who went to high school with Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
And apparently, like most people, he says that he was bullied in high school.
Yeah.
Apparently he's very popular.
Yes, I believe that.
And very well liked.
Yeah, I believe that.
What's the rumor you're talking about?
That he voted for Trump.
I've heard that also. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That there was like this burner Facebook that was him just like sharing posts. But like, but he is like also the type of dude.
He's the next Malia Obama.
I was going to say.
Whoa. Okay.
They just switched Facebooks. That's their burner.
Yeah, that's a burner.
Holy shit.
He's actually a super never Trumper. He had a burner Facebook, but it wasn't like.
It was partly
He's stupid. He's like, he's a dumb dude. Stupid, like, where you post and be like, oh, makes you think. Whoa, interesting. Yeah. And it's like, nothing actually is going on.
Okay, but aren't you guys thinking now? Didn't he get you to think?
Not to bring it back to Noah's centennial anniversary.
I think I'm thinking.
Wait, fuck. Ow, my head. Ouch.
What's this new feeling?
There's
I'm
words
feeling.
On this page, and I'm.
Get it out.
I'm retaining it. It's
out.
Reading!
If you guys like this podcast, then like, subscribe, and share.
Thank you.
Nicole was wondering if Charlie Puth is fat. We're just
going
to get to the point.
I just can't tell.
Is he muscular or is he?
Doesn't he? No, he's super work. He's like,
I can't tell.
He has workout videos.
Come on this journey with me.
He has workout videos?
Yeah, he used to at least. I think he just has like a big head.
No, I can't tell. Wait, look at this
big
one photo.
Big head, white shirt.
Pull up. Scroll up.
No, there's one photo that I'm looking for.
I literally want you to just scroll up because you passed a picture where he was shirtless.
Where's the pizza one?
Go down.
That's the one. Tell me, is Charlie Puth fat or skinny?
We'll tweet this out later, potheads.
I think that he has a big head.
He's sucking in right there.
He is sucking in, but like, I don't know. I think ultimately...
I think for you to have that much talent, your headspace just needs to be
physically larger.
And body.
I think he's one of those guys where you can't tell if they're like working out or just big.
I think he's working out.
I'll never understand the male body.
I think he's working out.
We all know that.
I just think, I don't know. He's like got other things
to do. Maybe
he's
just not very photographic. Something about him, his Instagram is a little bit off. I guess it's just like a teen guy's Instagram.
But he's 27. Mm,
that is an excellent point. I think he wants to be Adam Levine. Thoughts?
I like that pitch.
I could see that.
He would love to take his shirt off at the Super Bowl. Like,
oh my God.
That's something that he would personally love.
He saw that and he was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought 10 of that checkered
tank top. He threw out all of his
shirts.
Just
to keep like breaking them.
Yeah.
Are you guys surprised that Adam Levine has remained in Maroon 5 this entire time?
No. I'm surprised he's that so people clearly, still care.
He's so clearly, you know you're talking to Maroon 5's biggest fan over here.
Fuck out. Bye!
Two doors, you're that mad.
Oh my God, she's really
tough. I'm back in!
Whoa, Nicole.
She's gonna always be known as the girl who didn't get
it. Yeah, no. I just.
Careful.
You can still love them.
To freedom!
I just think that's what I think.
Okay. I'm not going any fucking where.
What do you think about his blonde hair?
I mean, he's hot. Adam Levine.
No, Charlie Puth.
Oh, that was really scary.
We're gonna edit it. We're gonna edit it.
No.
I don't think Charlie Puth is hot.
Hey, come to Brazil exclusive.
Fuck, that's so damaging.
That's
gonna
be the episode title.
Fuck, that's so damaging. Oh my God. It is though. That's bad for my rep. I think it's like he's just so confused. He's like going through a quarter life crisis.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, that's what I was gonna
go. Go.
Charlie Puth, Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm.
Should we bring it full circle? Noah Centineo?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm curious in what Nicole's would have been.
Mine is fuck, marry, kill, Charlie Puth and his girlfriend, Dane Cook and his girlfriend, or Scott Disick and his girlfriend.
Okay, well, we're obviously going to play both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speed round.
Okay.
And
so
then
the first one was
Charlie Puth, Adam Levine,
Noah.
Noah.
Okay, this sucks.
Centineo.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. Fuck Noah, because those videos of him, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Bit.ly, baby.
Marry Adam, because you know you're about to put me up in a house, even if you divorce.
True.
And kill Charlie, because I'm all right.
I'm
exactly
agree. The same.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Should we all make out at the same time?
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Wow, that's crazy that that song happens.
Honey,
when
I didn't go to college. I was making records.
Okay, so now Charlie Puth, his younger girlfriend Dane Cook, and his younger girlfriend
we're
Scott
doing it
Disick.
As a pair.
Yes.
Okay.
So I would kill Dane.
Kill Dane.
This one started giving me like anxiety. The other one I was like, awesome fun game. And this one I'm like, there's no right choice. Everything is evil.
Welcome kill Dane. Marry Scott.
Fuck.
I think I'll do that too.
Fuck.
But then
who's
fuck
the other
Charlie?
One?
Charlie and his new girlfriend.
Oh,
I think I would
man.
Marry Scott though. Most money.
No,
I just
Dane.
Think of any of them.
Right?
But you would have to do a lot of SpawnCon if you married Scott Disick, because yeah. they do a bunch of sad SpawnCon now.
If you married Dane, I mean, it just would be so devastating to the ego
right.
and to like the soul.
Yeah.
But also
but
marrying best... Charlie.
No, that's like, that's soulless.
Can't happen.
I think you have to kill
you
him.
You
have to kill Charlie and his new girlfriend.
You would
right?
fuck Dane?
No, I don't. Oof.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck. Wait. Hold on. This is nasty. Wait. Sorry.
The earth is shattering right. below us.
Oh my God. Wait.
Guys, the studio's shaking.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's happening.
We did too much.
Oh my God. There's fires. Wait. Stop. Stop. Oh. Ow. Stop.
Ow.
No.
Oh wow, Lady Gaga's voice extinguished.
Put out the flames.
Oh my God.
All right, you guys, we have to
settle
this.
We gotta finish this, and then we're gonna end on that high note.
You know what? Let's kill Dane. Let's kill Dane and let's fuck Charlie.
And marry Scott.
And let's just live the SpawnCon life.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, on answer.
anything to plug or talk about, anything we missed before we head out on that set sail?
We got 3 jet skis. They're out on the water.
Yep.
I can't wait
Don't
to
worry.
Go out. No, the weather's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Enjoy
waves aren't
beach.
Too choppy either. Yeah, no, I can't wait.
Yeah, we know you're big. You got the
I'm a
wave
big wave.
Head.
I'm a wave head.
Wave
I'm into
head.
Waves.
Wave gang.
Wave gang.
Wave gang. Wave gang. Stand the fuck up.
Yeah, you can find me on the internet, on Twitter and Instagram. It's my name.
Absolutely.
If I'm doing shows, I post them there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, hey, have a good day.
Let's play some basketball!
If you guys like this podcast, then like, subscribe, and share.